The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Welcome back to the Goons Podcast, hey, episode
that number... Week. That was weak. Do it again.
That could have been better.
Oh, my God. Come on, I fucking hate you. Bring the hype.
Come on, McNasty. Go, you don't McNasty. Sound like the top 50 podcast in North America.
Now we're talking. Now I'm ready to talk for an hour.
Is that better?
No.
Yeah!
Are you happy now?
I actually need one more out of you.
I can tell my waveform just clipped, cut out a bunch from being so loud.
That sounded like an audio hate crime. That was not good.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't clap.
I put an SD card in my ear.
I know we haven't done this in a while. We didn't clap, though. Hold on a second.
Oh, we didn't clap. We should just do it. Let's do it on
the
podcast.
No, we're going to do it on the podcast. All right. Yeah. They can see live how we sync our
the
audio.
Immersion. Okay,
wow,
cool.
How exciting.
Behind the scenes.
All right. Start this bitch.
Are you guys ready?
Why is it so awkward now?
I don't know.
Welcome back.
Okay. Who's going to count?
Three, two, one.
Now our audience is going to see how fucking disabled we are at clapping.
That's how we sync up the audio.
The amount of times that we've ever all clapped is like four.
Yeah.
At least one person makes a fart sound or just screams.
Yeah. Or moan.
Yeah, moan or is moan. A common one.
Yes.
We're not moaning.
Common denominator.
Whoa.
Common denominator.
Wow. I went to algebra.
Who is that?
You went to algebra?
The algebra.
Yeah.
you know what I had for the first time the other day?
What did you have?
Was Raisin Cane's.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
Actually, literally the best
Raisin
chicken I think
Cane's?
I've ever had in my life. Yeah, Raisin Cane's.
This is like
I've
a continuation of last podcast. Because
yeah, we're still
were talking
about chicken nuggets.
Chicken.
Yeah, that was intentional.
I just thought about that right now.
What's your favorite chicken, alive or dead?
I just got like the three piece meal or whatever. Yeah,
now,
but there's fucking sauce, dude.
There's
it's
sauce?
The sauce.
Oh, it's so good, dude.
Don't get lost in the sauce.
I walked in and I asked them if I could buy it bottled. And they were like, nah, we don't bottle it. Sorry.
Oh, that's lame.
What the fuck? Take a gun in next time.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Get that bottle.
Come back convincing. With a loaded weapon and you will be fine.
Put the fucking bottle in the bag, bitch!
Dude, what you got to do if you go back is don't eat their stank ass coleslaw. Substitute that for an extra piece of toast.
Oh yeah, I don't like coleslaw in general.
Okay,
I don't know why coleslaw is a thing.
I don't like it's coleslaw. Something old people.
I don't appreciate sugary
Excuse
mayonnaise
me?
Lettuce.
Well, you're old.
I
no,
feel
I'm
like
not.
One
you're
in
like
10
30, bitch. Fuck you.
Is good. Like 1 in 10 coleslaws are actually enjoyable.
Coleslaw.
Top
the only coleslaw
coleslaws.
I've ever like slightly enjoyed is KFC's.
Coleslaw is like one of those things where. It's like, I feel like it's one of those foods where it's not like universal that everyone's just like, oh, fuck yeah, coleslaw. It's like you either like a certain kind of coleslaw or you just hate all coleslaw.
Only old fuckers say, oh, fuck yeah, coleslaw.
Actually, there's one place, it's gone now, but it used to be like at the Windsor Detroit Crossing. It's called Tunnel Barbecue. And that place was the only place I've ever enjoyed coleslaw from. Everywhere else, I'd like, would rather eat my shirt off my chest. Then eat the coleslaw.
Zaxby's coleslaw isn't bad. It's not amazing, but it's okay.
This is a boring conversation.
I know. We're starting this on this is a coleslaw
episode. We're hitting our 80-year-old demographic, bro. We're keeping
this entertained. This is literally us in our nursing home.
The great coleslaw conspiracy.
Zaxby's is pretty good.
I went into Cane's and asked for a tub of coleslaw, and they wouldn't give it to me.
What? That is unacceptable. I'm racist.
That is acceptable.
Yeah, I feel like that's acceptable if you're like 80 plus. You just, you don't know what's going on. You're just mad at colored people for some reason. Yeah. Anyway. All right, we should go back to our youth and not talk about coleslaw.
You're old and racist. Yeah, let us know in the comments.
Well, I mean, I was talking about chicken.
Okay, yeah. Carry on. What else do you want to talk about? Chicken.
Oh, I don't know. Raisin Cane's just good. Never had it before.
What was the chicken like? Like, have you had Zaxby's? Is it like similar?
I don't think there's a Zaxby's anywhere near me.
Zaxby's is pretty good, but I've heard a lot of people that have had both say Raisin Cane's is better. So
it's really like
very controversial.
Yeah,
you know what I like about it is that it's fried chicken, but it's not overly fried. It's not like Popeyes where it's just like a 1-inch thick fucking layer of batter.
Bro, you're
but
literally just telling me how much you love Popeyes last podcast because I like
Popeyes. No, I love Popeyes. Well, I love Popeyes chicken sandwich. I don't necessarily like their chicken tenders. Like I honestly prefer KFC's chicken tenders over Popeyes chicken tenders.
No, bro. No.
But I prefer the sandwich.
I'm not
the sandwich from Popeyes over KFC's.
I'm not having that in this house. KFC is trash, brother.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
I don't know. Their chicken tenders are good to me. The thing is, when it comes to chicken, it's all about the fucking sauce, too. You know, you gotta have good sauce. If you have terrible sauce, then...
chicken like that.
Yeah, but if the chicken's a turd, the sauce ain't gonna fucking help it.
Yeah, but...
Well, I don't know. I'd eat a sloth turd dipped in cane sauce. I'd eat about anything.
Sloth turd?
For how long does it take a sloth to shit?
Probably a really long time. I want to watch
God,
that.
It probably feels so good. What?
At least half its lifespan is probably it trying to shit.
God knew what he was doing when he made those things.
I had KFC chicken wings about 3 months ago, and I bit into one of them. Dude, my girlfriend brought them over, and I was like, oh, thank you very much. Like, I haven't had KFC in so long. Bit into the chicken wing. It was black.
Ew.
And not the good kind.
That just sounds like fried blood. Like, they probably just had
It was like charred and purple looking, like veiny.
Yeah,
and I was
that
like,
was just like a fried
I'm definitely
vein.
Eating a deep fried rat right now.
That is not ideal.
So I threw it away.
I would do the same.
Correct decision.
And decided to eat my sofa instead.
Also correct decision.
It was like an actual wing with bone in it. Like a
boneless wing. Is your phone ringing?
Bro, you didn't tell me you adopted a kid.
I didn't have Chinese McNasty.
Well, I mean, you have boneless wings and then you have like flats and drums.
Yeah, no, I know what you meant. I was just joking. Yeah, it was like the bone-in chicken. The wing. Like a chicken wing.
Wing.
If that would have been a boneless, you got that boneless and it was black? Holy shit, that'd be terrible.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like, nothing surprises me at some of these places anymore. Like, KFC and Subway are all on the blacklist.
I think when it comes to places like that that are just
that
like national, it kind of depends on where you live too. Some... I don't hear what you said. What did you say, dude?
He said KFC's on the blacklist. I said that's poorly phrased.
Oh.
Man.
Go ahead, sorry.
I don't remember what I was saying. Oh, I was saying that when it comes to places that are national like that, I mean, it kind of depends on where you live too, you know, because sometimes some places like, you know, like Denny's, like some Denny's are just better than other Denny's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, I've had incredible Denny's and horrible Denny's experiences.
Yeah, like the same thing with McDonald's. There's some McDonald's in my town that are like always spot on. They never fuck up your order. They taste good. Everything's fresh. And then there's one where just like it seems like everybody there is like 16-year-old, including the manager. And they just don't know what the fuck they're doing. They're just running rampant. And everything's just old and unsalted. You know? It just kind of depends on which one you go to. But for me, the KFC I live here, the KFC I live by.
For me, the KFC I live here. That's like three independent statements.
For me, the KFC I live here.
Well, that skipped a lot before it landed.
No, the KFC here is actually pretty good. I don't believe you. They upkeep their quality.
Propaganda.
But I've been to KFCs in different towns that are abhorrently terrible. Like,
I've been out of town
beyond
my KFC.
Anyways.
All right.
Well, that was
transition
chicken.
Off of fast food chicken, please.
Yeah, stop talking about chicken.
That's literally been like two podcasts straight.
It's such a good fucking topic, though, dude.
It's very relatable.
Chicken has, like, exploded in the past like year. Like, not literally.
I was about to say, you've seen me do that?
Why do you have that information? Why have you known about chicken stock?
I mean, they have like a chicken shortage now because everybody's fucking making that new chicken sandwiches and shit. And
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like over the past couple of years, people just kind of transitioned from like burgers to chicken. Like, chicken everybody prefers genocide. Chicken nowadays.
Hey, so
chicken burger.
So McNasty was in Vegas. Let's hear about that. Don't tell me if Vegas. You ate any chicken there. I swear to God, I just want to hear about Vegas
and Canes.
Damn it!
How was Vegas?
How was Vegas?
What'd you do?
I mean, I went to Vegas with my dad and my sister, so we didn't really do a whole lot of like anything crazy.
That's surprising because what I heard from your dad and sister, they sound like they would literally like share a prostitute with you gladly.
Surprised you didn't snort a line of cocaine off your dad's balls.
No, none of that.
All right, thank you for clarifying.
Well, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, so all that probably happened. He's just not allowed to tell us.
Uh-huh.
He's just scrolling through pictures on his phone right now.
Federal law. Not allowed to tell you.
So what happened? Okay. What'd you do?
Well, what'd you do?
God. I almost don't want to talk about it because it's just kind of a very boring Vegas trip.
Was that your first time gambling?
Yeah. The last time I went to Vegas, I think it was like 19 or 20. So I couldn't really do much.
Yeah, I was underage too when I was there.
Yeah. Yeah, the highlight of my trip was either dropping dropping a grand on red on roulette and winning. My sister and dad convinced me to do it. They were like, "You should just fucking do it. Just do it." I was like, "Yeah, I don't know. I'm not much of a gambler."
My dad would give me the belt if I did that.
Well, the thing is, because
my dad, like when I told him I bet a grand one time, was like, "You put how much fucking money down gambling?"
Yeah, because I won that too, it kind of like raised the mood and like it made me want to gamble more.
Yeah,
so
that's how they get you, baby.
Yeah,
I won another $300 on slots. I was actually playing slots and like winning.
Playing slots?
Yeah,
I've never done well at slots.
95-year-old people.
That is true. If you walk around a casino, it is all like creatures slumped over who are like 85 with horrible scoliosis.
On the slots,
yeah.
Dude,
on the slots. Not in Vegas. I know we've talked about it before, but I think we talked about it with Yummy, but when you get off the fucking plane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you see the little slots in the airport, McNasty?
Oh, yeah. We didn't fly, we drove.
Okay, well, dude, the slots in the airport.
I know what you're talking about.
It's like, dude, you literally land in the airport.
Dude, you can go to a fucking grocery store and there's like four slots at the entrance.
Yeah, it's just
and it's always just some decrepit, like, legless woman sitting there.
Yep. Yeah. Seriously, though.
Spending that government check, baby.
it's just, like, I couldn't imagine going to the grocery store for milk and ending up spending like $200.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad that we don't have that here because I would probably do that.
Yeah, you're just like, I'm in line. It's like, man, might as well gamble.
I'm like, fuck it.
I could never live in Vegas.
The way that I was playing slots, it was really working out for me. What I was doing essentially was
leaving.
Like, I would go to a slot machine and then play a little bit, and then I would hit the free games. The free games are where you get the actual money, and then I would win that, and then immediately get off and go to another one.
Yeah.
Play another couple, hit a free game. If I wasn't hitting it after like $50, and I would get off of it. But yeah, and that's how I ended up winning like $300. So I mean, it wasn't terrible. I'm not usually a gambler. Like I went to Reno one time. I probably spent $500 on alcohol on the whole trip, and I put 20 in slots and lost all of it instantly. And I was like, nope, not gambling. Fuck this.
Isn't that crazy how it works? Like our brain. It's like the like whenever you're buying something online. And it's like you're willing to spend like $40 on something on Amazon or eBay or whatever, but then you see that the shipping is like $5 and you're like,
nope,
no,
that's
I'm not
it.
Doing
yeah,
it.
No, no.
But then you'll spend, if it's $50 free shipping, then you'll get it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's our brains are fucking wired that way.
Or you'll go to the store and see it for $60 and be like, ooh, I'll buy that right now.
Uh-huh.
These companies know that. Brain. That's why they label shit. Like, it'll never be $20. It'll always be $19.99. Because like shit like that makes our brains like, oh, it's cheaper or something, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, people have a tendency of doing that. We're like, especially in like cars or something, where if it's like the car is whatever, let's just say $49,000. In your head, you're like $49,999. Like you're always like, oh, that's not a $50,000 car. That's $49,000. That's an extra 1,000, but like, you know, it's actually not. It's just, right, you know, that you see that first number and your brain just goes ape.
I wonder if that's the actual psychology behind it.
It is.
Is that it just tricks us into thinking.
Dude, when my sister was younger, we would go to the store and she would like, hey, can I buy this? And my dad was like, no, that's like $15. She's like, no, it's only $14. Yeah, and it was literally $14.99.
Yep.
I was just like, you are fucking retarded.
Yeah, I mean, I think your sister's still, you know, but your whole that is the psychology of it.
Yeah. Also, in Vegas, I don't know how we managed to get a reservation for Hell's Kitchen, like, the night before. We went to fucking Hell's Kitchen, which was Gordon Ramsay's restaurant, and...
Yeah. You posted a picture of that, didn't you?
I've heard it's pretty decent.
Yeah, I did on Instagram. What'd
you eat?
I got beef Wellington, which supposedly is like Gordon Ramsay's, like, that's his staple.
That's one of their staples there.
Yeah.
Dude, oh my motherfucking sweet Jesus, dude. I literally, first of all, everything we ate was amazing. Like, everything. Every bite of everything was just perfect. But it was weird because, like, my standard for food was set. You know, I'm 28 years old. I've had a lot of food in my life, and I have this, like, high standard.
Oh, yeah.
And it just completely got blown through by fucking Gordon Ramsay's food.
You had to order ranch from a specific place.
That's unacceptable.
Yeah. Denny's ranch or nothing.
It's just weird because my brain couldn't process that food could get that good.
I don't know, it was unreal. How many times have you gone to like higher end, like low key restaurants that aren't chains? Yeah, dude, those are the ones you got to go to. Like Boston is fucking full of restaurants like that.
Yeah,
like,
Boston has a lot of good food.
Yep. Dude, oh my god, it's nuts. Like, it's a lot of money, obviously. You know, people in the comments shit on us for how much we
spent. You know, Gordon Ramsay's restaurant actually wasn't expensive. I thought it was going to be. Like, the meal that I got, the beef Wellington and everything, was only like $75, I think.
Oh, that's
it wasn't like a $400 fucking meal. Yeah. And they have stuff there, too.
Beef Wellington is just like, what, meat inside of bread? Like, what is it?
Meat inside of like puff pastry or something.
Yeah, steak.
But it's just the, like, that alone itself was good, but it's the sauce and like, and the potato puree that it comes with. And you like, you kind of like dip it, like everything on the plate's supposed to like be flavored together well, you know?
As all food should be, yes.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's just not like,
not
I feel like it's
like
really
candy corn and steak on the same plate. Like,
oh, Vienna sausage aged in blue Gatorade.
Oh, God. That's nasty. No, but yeah, really good. Really crazy good.
Yeah, I ate at Caesar's Palace. Gordon Ramsay had a restaurant in, where was I, in Atlantic City?
That's Gordon Ramsay Burger, isn't
so
it?
Much? Why are you clicking so much?
I'm playing RuneScape.
Hey, RuneScape, what do you mean?
I'm playing slots right now. No. I got a hamburger while I was there, and man, it was the best burger I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay Burger, right?
Yep.
I tried to get into that, but the reservation got taken.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's the one I wanted to go to. He has another one, too. Gordon Ramsay Seafood. He has a seafood restaurant.
I'd probably pass on that.
You don't like seafood?
Not really.
You like seafood? Really? Huh.
You deep fry it, I'll eat anything, but...
You don't like them crawfish and gravy?
Not really, no.
You don't like them scrimps? Scrimps,
I like
scrimps and pig
I like
tits?
Shrimp smell like and lobster and crab and all that stuff, but I can't eat salmon.
Little bluefin tuna.
I can't eat tuna either. That's
you like them lobster claws?
Yucky.
Lobster claws.
Canned
lobster
tuna, box. Baby. Mmm.
Lobster.
Dude, I used to be such a fucking tuna fan. I don't really like tuna that much anymore.
I'm a big tuna fan.
I used to fucking love tuna.
I don't mind it every, like, once a year, maybe.
Dude, every single time I went to Subway, I would... I would get tuna every single time I went to Subway, and I never get that anymore.
I would never go to Subway and get fish.
No,
it's just
that's
so,
for some reason,
Subway's tuna just didn't taste like regular tuna. I don't know why.
I like the filet of fish from McDonald's, all right? I'm confessing.
Oh, it's good. It's deep fried.
I like the filet
of
fish.
Dude, there's so many
the,
other good
the only
deep
thing,
fried fish sandwiches.
But it's the only thing they serve on their entire menu that looks identical in reality as it does in like commercials and stuff. It's the only thing on their menu.
The only problem I have with this is really fucking oily when you get it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Who just farted?
Who do you think?
Is that real?
Yeah.
I don't even notice your farts anymore. It sounds like somebody just banging on your door once.
I thought somebody just went like with their mouth. Like it sounded like a mouthy fart. Like it was really wet. Mm.
It was.
All right, that's enough. That's enough.
Okay, I'm in timeout.
Yeah. Dude, I think you have too much.
You sounded so cute when you said that.
You can never have too much protein, brother. I would definitely fuck you after that. Never.
Okay. All right, let's
go. Nasty, what else did you do in Vegas? You anything else?
Yeah, let's move
past. No. Slept and got drunk.
What'd you drink? Any cool drinks?
Ciroc.
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 Soup, you sound like a teacher asking the kid that just got back from family vacation like Disney
World. No, right? Well, he said it wasn't very interesting, so I'm just trying to peel off any content.
Yeah, it wasn't the funnest.
You did, and did it was you just, go to a club or anything while you were there?
No. No. Good. Maybe in the future. The problem, too, is it was really fucking hot. It was like 105 the whole weekend. And I just.
Dude, it rained when I was in Vegas.
Me, too.
I know I talked about it, but it felt like acid rain.
You said it was acid rain. Yeah.
I was fucking scared. Yeah. But I went to a club. The drinks in the fucking club at Vegas are $30 a fucking drink.
I'm not even surprised.
Damn.
$30 a drink?
That's absurd.
Damn.
Dude.
I feel like I could have Jeff Bezos money and still be mad about that. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I'd still be like, that's bullshit. I'm not spending that.
It is bullshit.
Yeah, that's... I feel like I wouldn't even want to go to a Vegas club. Like,
Vegas.
I don't know.
Vegas.
It's pretty fun. It is a good time, I will admit, but you need to pregame heavily.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
Tip for all you listeners, if you go to Vegas, go to a liquor store, pregame heavy. Don't spend stupid money buying drinks.
If you want to save even more money, buy booze in your town and then go.
Yes. Save your money for gambling.
Flying,
yeah, you can't really.
True, yeah.
Alcohol on the plane.
Yeah.
Or just get fucking hammered on the plane and go right to the club. Perfect.
Dude, did you guys see that guy that got hammered on the plane and he turned into a COD zombie? You see that guy?
Excuse me?
No.
Yeah, there was some dude on some flight who got morbidly drunk and he's going, and he like started eating his mask, and I thought he had like some
mental
disorder.
Oh yeah, that guy. And then
he
started saying like slurs and shit outside of nowhere.
He started saying slurs, and all of a sudden he's like, "Fucking Joe Biden, fucking."
Sounds like it was just you.
Yeah, he sounds like a goon. It sounds like he could be part of the goons.
That's just due after like 3 protein shakes.
Yeah,
foaming from the mouth.
Do you drink protein shakes,
fully
dude?
Sober.
No, I like to eat solids. I don't like to drink my calories.
Oh, really? I like protein shakes.
You don't eat any liquids?
Dude, Monster used to make a muscle milk Monster. Oh, my God, that shit was fucking amazing.
I had a baseball coach who drank muscle milk like every fucking day.
Really?
His arms were so big that he he couldn't throw the baseball right. Like, he had to, like... throw it sidearm because his muscle was so big his arm wouldn't like throw correctly.
Yeah,
I have
see,
a
that's
friend I golf with like them. That. He cannot swing. Like he literally has to like swing it like a baseball bat like sideways because he can't get his arms to go straight down.
Yeah, he was like, dude, he was like an assistant coach and he was such a fucking jock. And like we were stupid in high school. So me and my friends would always like yell like I'm gay just like at practice.
Mm-hmm. Or penis.
Yeah, yep. Like penis, like or like, I'm
penis.
Gay. Like
the penis game.
The field at each other.
Oh, yeah. The
and
penis
he would game. Like, he would like march over to us like a big fucking buff guy walk, you know, and like get in our face like, are you fucking gay? Are you actually gay? Like, well, stop saying that shit if you're not really gay.
I love the
like
muscle
Duke
bound.
Or something.
Yeah, that's what he walked around like Duke Nukem.
I love the muscle bound walk where they're like T-posing perpetually.
Yeah, have you seen the guy that walks into the Dunkin' Donuts, like the black guy? And then, like, kicks? Yeah, that's what he walks.
Yeah.
Looks like he's got his briefcases going to work.
Yeah.
At all times.
Your lats are so big, you're just a plane. You just can't even put your arms down.
Dude, I used to love the penis game in high school. That shit was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what penis game did you play?
You shout penis.
Blow your cock with the janitor.
I used to love the penis game in high school. I mean, that could mean so many things.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe for you.
Well, if you're not a flaming homo, then you know what it actually means.
Well, whenever I would play it, I would just scream it at the top of my lungs, and I would always win. So,
that's because you're getting a penis inside
you. Get your fucking lungs filled up with coom.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
you know, I listened back over our last podcast. I don't know what possessed me, but I still cannot get over the fact that you dreamed about women coming from their titties.
It's not that weird. And
it's not that weird, he says.
I think the thousands of comments calling it weird would disagree, but...
Oh, well... I you can't help what I dream one. About, man.
You seem to be the only one. It's not that
but
you
it was
dreamt
a
about.
Wet dream.
It was, yeah, it's not that you just dreamt about. I don't hear shit like that.
I haven't Google searched women shooting cum out their titties and jacked off to it before. It was completely random out of nowhere. I don't have control over that. Maybe it's a underlying fetish that got unlocked in a dream, but I haven't pursued it.
You should seek counseling.
What do you mean you haven't pursued it?
I haven't pursued it.
You need to go to a fucking lab to try even attempt.
You need to hit up like a fucking...
First, you need to rob a fucking sperm bank to get the cum, like to get that amount of cum, right? Then you need to rewire the fucking memories of a woman. Oh, God. What would you do with all the milk?
Drink it? Put it on my breakfast. Cheerios?
Make cheese out of it?
Ew!
Sharing that shit, baby.
Woman cheese!
I feel like we're just recreating our past podcast at this point.
Probably. I don't like woman cheese, I'm gonna be honest. Woman cheese makes me uncomfortable.
I also went back to our first podcast, and McNasty was eating chips. You can.
That was me.
Professional.
Yes, the that fuck was, it was.
Wasn't that Matt?
No. I wasn't on the first podcast.
You can tell us because you're like.
Are you talking about when we were shameless?
I don't know. It was just the first one on our channel, and you're like replying to our questions. You're like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Haven't given
I
a
remember
fuck
there was
since
an episode.
Beginning.
Oh, no. You were eating jelly beans, Matt.
Yeah,
remember that?
I ate jelly beans.
You were eating jelly beans. I don't remember eating chips, damn. That's funny. Yeah. I'm a terrible host.
Yeah. Also, I was reading our comments, and apparently you predicted the new Mario Golf game. Because you had said something like, golf would be better if you hit the ball and then you ran to it. So, you predicted the future.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Oh, all
Wait,
right.
Wait, McNasty, predict something else.
9/11 V2.
No, okay, oh my God.
I could have predicted that.
How that's, dare you?
9/11 is tomorrow, too.
Yeah, we're on the eve of 9/11.
You know it's 9 plus 10 day?
Dude, it's 9/11 in Australia.
It's 9 plus 10 day.
Yeah, more importantly.
Oh,
yeah.
9 plus 10 equals 21.
21, yeah.
Yep, uh-huh. 21.
I feel like more people care about that than actually 9/11.
Oh my God.
Oh, definitely.
As they should.
So brain dead.
He was a prophet. It so, wasn't an inside job.
It's so weird that we like.
Man,
where are you going with this? You're on thin ice.
It's so weird that we celebrate that. Like, I don't
celebrate
know.
What?
I don't think anybody celebrates 9/11.
Celebrate
except
9 plus 10
people
day?
In prison.
Oh, we're talking about different things.
9/11 is like a national like. I don't think it's a holiday, but it's more of just like a...
It's a day of remembrance,
day of remembrance.
Bro.
Day of remembrance, yeah.
Not a holiday.
But you fucking see it everywhere.
It's a holiday for some people.
Yeah!
It's a holiday overseas. Yeah,
oh, mother yuckings.
Like fucked up, maybe.
Yes. It's a mother yuckings. Yeah, well, we can't drink, so, you know, just a little bit of rose water with the boys. Get a little current.
Rose water?
Yeah, what that's, like, that? Really popular in the Middle East. Rose water.
You would know. You would know.
Brown.
I would. I actually would know that. That is correct, Sue.
I have a funny internet story.
Do it.
My internet connection has been very shitty, and I couldn't figure out why, because, you know, internet in the South is like trying to teach a hobo how to speak wingdings.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty hard.
I feel you.
What a weird analogy.
The internet cable or whatever coming from my house was like 30 years old and corroded.
Huh.
So, yeah.
That was fucking hilarious. I'm glad I stuck around for that.
You know, he changed the internet cable and nothing about the internet changed. Also, squirrels getting our transformers and die.
Like the movie?
That's what I was thinking.
Y'all got Optimus Primes over there?
Squirrels are the ones controlling the Transformers. I just figured I'd share that with y'all.
That's true.
Yeah, they just want the cube of cheese. Not the Infinity Cube or the fuck it's called.
I think you're
what
thinking,
the fuck are you talking about?
Avengers. There's like a cube on Transformers. Bring me the cube.
The GameCube
of cheese.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
What?
Ice Cube?
They really like
none
Ice
of you
Cube
ever
Cube.
Seen Transformers?
I don't know, bro. I shut my brain off when I watched that bullshit.
I'm pretty sure I just watched Megan Fox's titties the whole time.
Yeah, I saw the one with Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox. Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm the only one that fucking understands what the cube is. There's a cube. The cube is like the most powerful thing in the fucking
the cube of ham.
Transformers universe.
Rubik's
What's
cubes?
It do?
Yeah, like I don't know, holds all the power in fucking Transformers world.
Man.
I think that's about as much thinking like they did towards
they're
it.
They're trying to prevent, like, the Decepticons from getting the fucking cube. Because if they get it, then they can...
Decepticons?
Yeah, Decepticons.
You said you're going to attack the Octagon. What?
Where are they going?
Oh, God. Goons podcast.
Did you just threaten the Pentagon?
Where are the Decepticons going?
Goons fucking go? Podcast.
Joe Biden, wake up.
I got a Biden took a nap.
I got a Vegas story for you guys if you want to hear it.
Sure.
Whenever I was in Vegas with some friends, I was with two of my dude friends. They were not my boyfriends.
See, that's what I want to do. I want to go to Vegas with friends.
Need
not
to specify
dad
they
and
weren't
sister.
Your boyfriend.
They, we weren't gay. We weren't being gay.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think you're being gay.
Yeah, you're really defensive. No one
we
was
were
accusing
not
you
being
of that.
Gay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We were not being gay. Mm. But we did the club crawl thing. I talked about that. Last time we talked about Vegas, I think, but yeah, we apparently one of my friends, one of my friends met this fucking guy at this club crawl thing, right? Uh-huh. I had no idea who he was. I didn't talk to him, but
was he gay?
We wanted to get into some mischief, right? Mm-hmm. Like my friend was like, I want to buy some drugs. I was
got
like,
some weird friends.
Okay. Like he was like, I wanna try mushrooms tonight. And I was like, all
that
right.
That's the
well,
last place on earth to do mushrooms.
I know, right? But I was like, okay, sure. All right. And he's like, this guy I met at the club crawl, he said he can hook us up. And I was like, okay, you trust this guy? Like he was like, yeah, he says he's got like pretty much whatever we could want. And I'm like, okay. And so we go to the MGM Grand or whatever, and, you know, we're just, like, hanging out. He's like, oh, he said he's going to meet you at the front. And so I had to be the one to go and meet with this guy. I don't know why I decided. Dude, I don't know why. I don't know why I was like, fuck no. Like, no, I'm not doing this. So I he's like, he wants $80, and he's going to give us, like, I can't remember, like, fucking 5 grams of mushrooms or something. And I was like, okay, whatever. And so I'm walking through the MGM Grand. I go up to this guy. He like, I guess he must have known what I looked like or something. He like waved over at me. And so I walk over to him and my shirt is tucked in, right? And he hands me, you know, like this fucking like big black fucking bag of shit. And I didn't look at it. Like this is at the front of the MGM Grand inside of like the like, main entrance.
Very discreet.
No shot.
Dude, yes, I know. Looking back on it, I'm like, what the actual fuck was wrong with my brain? Like, why was I even doing this? So I hand him the $80, and it's like a big black bag, and I'm wearing a white tucked in shirt, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. Like, I don't like. I'm probably getting watched on cameras right now because there's cameras fucking
absolutely
everywhere. There's people everywhere, and I'm like, dude, I'm gonna get fucking arrested. So I tuck this in the back of my pants, and it's like a black bag, right? And I'm wearing a white shirt, and so it's like half. It's like kind of like a box too. It's hard to describe, like a black box.
Oh,
bag.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Right, and it's like halfway like shipping sticking. Bags. Yeah, and it's like halfway sticking out of the back of my pants,
man.
On a white shirt, and it's a black bag, and I'm walking back to my friends, which is probably like a minute and a half walk, and I'm walking past all these people, right? And my friends see me, and they're like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" They're like, "Dude, it looks like you're walking around with a weapon sticking out of the back of your pants."
That's so much worse than drugs.
Yes, I know. They're like, "It looks like you have a gun in the back of your pants." And so, man, I hand it to my friend. People all around now, and we're like, "All right, we got to go to the bathroom. We got to go to the bathroom." I'm probably super drunk, to be honest with you. And we go to the bathroom like very quickly. I go in the handicap stall. My two friends go in the stall beside me. I lay down on the floor, and I'm peeking under the other stall. And they're like ripping this apart, and they're like pulling all this like shit out of this bag. It's like packing paper, right? And I'm like, "What's in there? What's in there?" And they're like just ripping all this paper out. Nothing. There was nothing in the bag.
Oh, you got scammed?
There was nothing in there.
How did you not feel
it?
Oh,
it was full of
paper.
It was full of like packing kind of paper shit.
They definitely just saw some white meat and was just like, "This guy's gonna have no fucking clue."
Well, it was a white guy that sold it to us.
Damn.
And you know, I think that he was homeless.
Oh my god.
I think we got
scammed
by
a homeless
man.
Guy.
You know, he went and bought actual drugs with that $80.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That is fucking.
That shit probably happens all the time. There's so many like fucking vulnerable ass people in Vegas.
But I trusted my friend. I was like, I trusted that my friend. I don't know. I trusted my friend, which was my first mistake, I guess.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why your friend didn't go get it himself. Like, he didn't want it. He wanted you to go to jail for his drugs. Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, good I guess friend. That was it. I don't know why I went and got it.
That is a bad friend.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I feel like if I was in that position, I would just like hold the like bag of suspected drugs out, like it's not even, you know, anything sus. Because if you just like look like you're blending in, like it could be a bag of fucking anything in Vegas. You just look like you're blending in, then nobody's gonna question it. But if
you
like,
know what's funny is that even if the cops would have came for me, it was a bag.
It would have been nothing.
Nothing.
God, really, you would have been like so sweating. I feel like you would be so confused if you actually like a cop pulled you over and shit and was just like looking, and you're just like sweating, thinking you're gonna get in trouble for these drugs, and he just like opens up some packing peanuts out of your bag. that is a bad story.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that was my really weird Vegas story that I don't know what I was thinking when all that happened.
Well,
yeah. Shut brain off.
Learn your lesson, chat. Make sure when you go buy your shrooms to buy it from a reputable source and not a homeless man.
Like a pizza parlor.
Don't buy drugs. Don't attempt to buy drugs.
Yeah, I think that should be the bigger lesson there. Not
no,
where you
no,
get
no
your
drugs.
Shrooms.
Drugs, fine. Just not from homeless people. They'll scam you.
When I was there, I got asked a few times if I wanted to buy drugs, and I was like, no, it's on that.
Dude, I was like 15, and some dude asked me if I wanted a hooker. Like, he was like a pimp. And I walked by him. He's just like, "You want any ladies tonight?" Like, bro, I'm like 9. Stop.
You're like,
"No, yes.
Thanks.
I just want to get some cool bionicles and go home."
Bionicles.
You know what? Cool. You know what's weird is when I first went to Vegas, I was 20 or 19, so it was quite a while ago. And now when I went, dude, they're fucking, it smells like weed everywhere.
Yeah.
Like everywhere you walk, it's like somebody's just blowing a fucking blunt in your face.
Yeah.
Whenever I got off the plane, our Uber was just like, "I'll take you guys to a dispensary for free, like right now if y'all want to go."
just assumes that you want to get high.
Is it legal there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, right. That must have been like a recent thing, because when I went, it was, because for the longest time, Vegas, like, they were strict about weed. Like, that was like a federal offense if you got caught with weed in Vegas. I guess after a while, they just realized, fuck, might as well just let it be legal.
Why not? Like,
people be doing it.
Yeah, people are going to do it regardless. You might as well profit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what they did with prostitutes.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely did that there.
You know what I found out about that, actually? So if you're... the only way prostitution is legal in Vegas is if it's from a licensed...
prostitute?
From a licensed a company. And within Clark County in Vegas, there's not a single licensed like prostitute business.
Oh, so...
How do you get that license?
I don't know, but you can. You have to either be like a brothel or something, like one of those places where, you know, that you go and it's... Yeah, so apparently every hooker like in Vegas is just like a, I guess, an independent contractor. I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Like, construction worker or something.
Yeah.
I wonder what they can write off. Like if they can write off like a 20-inch double-ended dildo.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I do it.
Wait, what?
He said what he said.
No.
He didn't stutter.
Nope. Not a damn bit.
Go on with your sentence, Blark.
I
continue on with the conversation.
I don't even know where
surprising. What is surprising about that, Blark?
I want to move on.
Go ahead.
From this podcast to a different one. I'm leaving you all.
Bye.
Thank God.
That's not
that
what
wasn't the reaction
expecting.
You were expecting.
No, that's
you thought we were going to break down in tears and start crying.
Yeah,
I didn't expect like at least one like no, do it. You're so sexy, huh? You know, one of those.
You are
RAR
sexy,
XD.
But
no, not RAR XD. Okay,
RAR XD.
We got a different conversation.
We really need to talk about literally anything else.
Stop clicking so much.
We really need to talk about something else. That's what you sound like, bitch.
I'd like a damn telegram.
You know, like a Morse code ass motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm sending you the podcast topic in Morse code.
Beep, you send me a picture of your bowels. Send me a picture of your damn bowels.
I would.
I know you would. There's not really much you wouldn't
do
other than have sex with a woman.
Didn't you send your ass to soup or was that your elbow?
Yep.
I've seen dude's ass.
Yep.
It's not bad. Not bad at all.
Yes, man. Yeah, it's all natural. Not shaven. Just a little braided hair in there.
Like the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
If it's braided, like then it's not natural.
Well, but it's...
Looks like a fucking state park.
Ew.
So...
There's many animals and visitors.
Yes.
Yep.
What's your guys' favorite dinosaur?
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Stegosaurus.
Guess a favorite dinosaur?
Velociraptor.
The one with 500 teeth?
No. Don't say it. Get in trouble. What? Why'd you do your disobedient pig burp?
What do you guys think about the new Call of Duty?
Not a fan of it. It looks like every past Call of Duty that I haven't enjoyed.
I wish they would stop doing World War II type.
I know.
Things.
I know.
Same.
That's why
I'm excited for Battlefield
2019.
Yeah, I want forever. I want just like slightly futuristic, but still mostly
Black Ops
modern.
2, baby. That was the golden era.
Actually,
I disagree.
Vietnam era. I like Vietnam era too because I love the first Black Ops, but
yeah,
I also really like Black Ops 2.
Was really good.
But World War II, like that era, doesn't I don't know. Doesn't really. It's really
boring.
Hit home, you know?
It is
boring. The guns
it's
are
not
fucking
boring.
Ass.
It's just been done too many times. I don't find it boring
it
at all. It's
all
like,
of the old CODs were like that. You know?
Literally the first three.
It's
boring three
now.
CODs.
It's boring now. It wasn't boring back in the day, but like, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like, dude, the only reason that I am somewhat looking forward to it is because I know that it's the Modern Warfare engine.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's going to feel
also,
good.
Also, Warzone's making a new map, too, and they're adding a better anti-cheat, which is a positive.
About damn time.
Not that I really give a fuck about Warzone, but they're actually, like, doing good with Warzone.
Oh my
now.
God, a new map's gonna be like 6 terabytes.
I know.
For real.
Literally gonna have to buy a separate PC just to run the map. I'm not looking forward to that part, but I don't know. I'm way more excited
for Battlefield.
God. Yeah, I'm way more excited for Battlefield 2, but I hope COD's gonna be.
Yeah, I want COD to be good. I don't know. I'm also sick of like World War II. Like, bring a World War II game where we can have like a boxing match with Hitler, and I'm down.
Yeah.
Dude, yes,
dude. Like Nazis and shit. That stuff's cool. Like, but just like being in a don't take that out of context.
My God, that's some cool stuff.
But like that's wait, which what was Nazi zombies?
World at War.
World at War. Yeah, like that was fun.
Yeah, World at War was a great fucking game.
Yep.
It was. But it's like now, like World War II games now don't.
Too.
World War II games now aren't really like about that. I don't know if they're afraid to get canceled or something, or I don't know. But it's just
how can you get canceled for shooting a Nazi in the face? That should be like that should be frowned upon. Call of Duty should be like a positive.
Dude, you can fucking get canceled for fucking liking a certain brand of mustard over another brand. Like, literally, people are so soft and lame.
That's a bad take. That's a bad take, Soup.
You know, mustard. People are fucking lame when you have to censor history because some people might get their feelings hurt.
Yeah, I never understood the censoring history thing. Like, aren't we supposed to learn from the history? So, like, if we censor Nazism, like, aren't we potentially doomed to repeat it someday in the future? Like, we should learn from it. Nazi bad.
There needs to be a line of, like,
no, because it might hurt
teaching it
feelings.
And not glorifying it.
Yeah.
Like, that's gotta be it. Yeah.
You should be able to learn about something without, like, needing a safe room.
The problem is, there's a lot of fucking idiots that, like, hear about Nazi things and think it's fucking cool. Like, there's actually just horrible fucking people.
Yeah, well, those kind of people need to be lined up against a wall and their fucking brains blown out.
I don't disagree 1%. I mean, but they are out
like,
there.
There's no argument.
Yeah. Well, there's always going to be racist pieces of shit, so.
Yeah.
We're never going to have this utopian society where everyone's just like hugs and kisses and no one's bad.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I wonder if there's like a human out there that is going to go through life and everything that is somewhat like shock or offensive or, you know, like what if they're brought up in some like fucking placebo environment where they never interact with the outside world. They don't see any other viewpoint. And they're just like
Redditors.
Like what do they grow up to be like?
The entire country of Kenya.
That's a small town syndrome. That's literally what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just like you're in your bubble and you see your bubble and you don't travel anywhere. And then
that's what censoring and shit does though. That's what like what it's doing to people is when you suppress like negative shit because you don't like, I don't know, you're scared it's going to upset you or something, then you never learn that, oh, it's bad, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying, is it like things need to be taught without being glorified. Like, you know, movies make, you know, fucking World War II look like this fucking awesome thing where it's like, yeah, fucking shooting Nazis and, you know, fucking woman. Just like, no, it was literally like the worst thing that's happened in like modern humanity. So it's just like the problem is just like a lot of shit like that gets glorified. So it's just kind of easier to just like sweep things under the rug than to properly teach them and to be like, hey, this was really bad. Things like World War II, World War I, the Civil War, like these are bad people. These are not, you know, things you should look towards and be like, yeah, they fought for something they believed in. Like that wasn't a good belief, you know?
Right.
So I don't know. There just needs to be a fine line, but I agree. Like
a lot of it is parenting too. Yeah. Dude. People need to be better parents. If you're listening and you're thinking about becoming a parent, raise your kid to be a decent human.
I feel like every single person that wants to have like children should have to at least do like a month of therapy before raising a child. Cause I feel like people that just have no idea how to deal with things, like regardless of what it is, they just raise the most fucking brain-dead, dumbass kids possible.
That's our generation, baby.
Also, you should be able to abort in any fucking state you live in.
Yes.
Nobody should be forced to have a child.
Yes, well...
Dude, that law... That law is crazy, though. Like, you can be like an abortion bounty hunter, and you can go and like try to report people for $10,000 a piece.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
an abortion bounty hunter.
Yeah, dude, that law is so bizarre.
Sick video game.
Yeah. Yeah, Texas is really fucking
stupid.
Wait,
what is it? What? Hold on, what is that?
I don't know all the whole like technicalities of it, but it's something like if you report somebody who's planning on getting an abortion, you can be rewarded like $10,000 or something, or they can be fined $10,000. I don't know which way it is, but
it's
very
both.
Bizarre. But it's your word against their word, I would imagine. What if they're just like, nope, I wasn't planning on getting an abortion. It just seems weird.
Going to the grocery store next to it.
I just happened to be walking by Planned Parenthood and be pregnant at the same time. And they like all have their weapons aimed at me as I'm walking by the door.
Yeah, I don't know. Shit like that is fucking insane. Especially because the only people that like are trying to pass laws like that are like old ass white dudes that are just like, dude, a parent, so I should be able to do something. It's like, you're not the one with a fucking baby in you for 9 months.
Dude, I couldn't imagine how much better like the country would be if there was an age limit on being in politics. Like, if you're past like 50, you can't be a president or you can't be a governor.
The most frustrating part about this, and I want to preface this with, I have literally no issue with conservatives. I think there is I think there's a lot of like valid points and stuff like that, and especially towards businesses, there's a lot of good stuff there, but the issue I have is like, it's majority conservatives that believe something like, let's say, abortion is not okay. But then they are the exact ones that are against them having help once the child is born. Like, they don't give a fuck about people in poverty. They don't give a fuck if like the parents have severe mental health issues and can't go to the doctors. They don't give a fuck about having affordable health care. Like, they don't actually care about the person being born. That's the part that's annoying. It's more about like controlling this woman.
They're pro fetus, not pro life.
Right.
Like, they care about you until you're born, and then when you're 18, they want you to go in the military.
Yeah, that's the issue I have with it. Like I said, I have no problem with people who are just conservative and not fucking psychos, and you know, let women do what they want with their body. That's perfectly okay in my books. But the people that try to like control somebody else's body. And fight for something and then not actually give a fuck about it it's mind-boggling.
That's the thing too, is that the same people aren't logically consistent, so they'll say it's not your body, your choice, but also I ain't wearing no mask, that's my body, my choice.
I don't know.
I think any person that aligns with a certain belief just to say that they are that way is stupid. Like, anybody that just like will fully believe one way, like just to believe that way, you know what I mean? Because like
ride or die Republican or liberal,
ride or die like anything,
Nazi flaws.
There's no like direct correct answer when you go so far in one direction, or if you're like so like hell bent on being a certain way, it's like you got to have a little bit of give and take for everything.
And then there's people that get mad about, like, they call people, like, fence sitters. If they're like, hey, I agree with... It is! Because there's valid points to both sides. Like,
exactly.
That's literally the point in having conflicting, you know, ideals and stuff like that.
Well, a lot of that's the media's fault, too, because the media wants us... The fucking media wants us to hate one another. That's why they promote all this kind of bullshit. Because they don't want us to be, like, unified, because... People that are unified and think the same way, or even if you don't think the same way, if you're like working towards a similar goal, because ultimately we all want the same thing. Like, they want us to hate one another. That way they can keep us watching and keep us controlled.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's a frustrating thing, especially in the US. I feel like it's so bad there and it's so fucking shit. Like, I don't know, watching from a perspective of the country, like Canada is not perfect. I'm not even for 1 second pretending we don't have, like, you know, some level of political discourse here and, you know, people disagreeing with each other. But, like, it's insane over the... You're, like, literally somebody will happily kill somebody for being on the other side of the political spectrum. And it's fucking nuts.
But, see, that's the thing, though, is they get that way because they get fucking brainwashed by, like, the
far
fucking
left or
television.
Far right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like they're taught it's they're like the almost enemy. It's like fucking going for like a football team or something. Like you can be a fan of a team, but like if your quarterback played shitty, then you it's a, like you know, people will defend their fucking football team, be like, he was not shitty, he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah,
but then you watch the highlights and he had like 20 fumbles,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
40 interceptions, and it's like it's okay to say that he did bad, like or something, yeah. You know? It's yeah. like you don't have to blindly just follow the certain way because it's like, I don't know. It's almost
because
like
it aligns
fucking,
with your like, yeah. I
don't be a sheep.
It's almost like a fucking like an aesthetics thing, kind of like, or what's like the word like a brand. It's almost like you have to be all in on this brand, even if it sucks.
Oh well, yeah.
It's just a level of confirmation bias, right? Like if you hear somebody preaching something that like you believe in. We'll just use Trump because he was obviously the most controversial president we've had in a fucking minute. When he was saying certain things, if somebody really aligned with that, they would now be so biased towards everything else he says and like just get swept up in it. And it's just insane that like people look at them like they're like God figures. Like people look at presidents and you know,
I've always thought that
power.
Was so weird. Yeah.
And dude, they're elected officials
well, that's what
to
I'm saying.
Do a job.
Like,
they work for
right,
us. Like
that's
the
what
whole
I'm saying
point.
Is that any person who is just like blindly like, yes, I'm all in on this one person, no fucking matter what, ride or die, I'm like 100%. It's like, that's not at all how you should be
yeah.
with anything.
No. It literally anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that could stand for anything. That could people like people who believe in nothing but science or nothing but religion and refuse to see, you know, any vision yeah. on the other side. Yeah, I don't know. That shit's annoying. It's just a bad way to go through the world because, like, there's so many cool things you can learn and, like, so many people that you know, immediately just close the bridge off to if you think like that. Like if you refuse to acknowledge anything but your own bubble, you just miss out on so many good life experiences.
Thing is, too, some people just fucking love to hate.
Yeah.
Some people just wake up and they are happy just to hate things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing is that they're not happy.
Yeah.
They're very sad people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like. Well, actually, that's a lie. I really like people. That's the annoying thing. It's like, I just want everybody to kind of, you know, enjoy what they enjoy and just be who they want to be.
Is what you're saying is what a lot of people feel. That's how, like, a lot of people feel. But they get blindsided by bullshit like Twitter and fucking Fox and CNN and all of it. It's all just, you know, it's scary, too. It's like... The internet is great and you know, all this is great, but there's so much information that like good and positive things get clouded by horseshit.
Yep. Yeah.
It's also just makes it a lot more easier to be influenced. You know, back in 30 years ago, the only influence you had is like your parents and your friends in high school and stuff.
But I would argue that's even more dangerous to be honest, because if your parents have bad views on things, like that's why so much of the South is racist. Like, it's not because they're inherently racist people at all. It's because, like, generations upon generations have literally hated black people, have wanted to keep them in slavery, and, like, they were
just
taught that.
Well, it's not just the South, I'll promise you that, because I've talked to a lot of fucking people that don't live in the South of America.
No, there's people outside of
that. Let me tell you, I've heard some horrible shit that even I wouldn't say from people like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, just no, like I get you. Mean, it's just easier to just like blanket that because that obviously is
like horrible shit that like even
predominantly.
Well, let me rephrase that. Not that I wouldn't say horrible shit that I wouldn't even
ironically say. We get what you meant.
Yeah. Like people that are being genuine. You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
like fucked up shit.
Yeah, yeah. That was just a more of a blanket than like you know, there is racist people who have had racist grandparents and racist great grandparents. Who have now made them racist. Like, that's what I was trying to say. Is like the South, just because that is a high population of obviously racist people.
That's
they're
what's
not
scary too.
Inherently
though, like,
racist. It's just
with all this like COVID shit and everybody like being so secluded to themselves and not being able to like be as sociable. You know, because I feel like being social is so fucking important.
Yeah,
like I feel like it's almost vital.
It absolutely is.
Because like if you're not social and going out of your comfort zone and like talking to people who don't think like you, because you'd be surprised, dude, like even people you've like thought you've known your whole life, they'll have like things that you're like you know, you didn't know about them, and like you learn from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's,
for sure.
That's the thing too. I was thinking about it the other day. Like, I'm sure you guys can say the same, but like even just like, I don't know, 2 years ago, I don't even think I'm like the same person sometimes.
No, no, absolutely not. Which, yeah, no, I agree 100% because it like becomes, you know, something like Twitter. That's just an absolute echo chamber on both sides where, you know, people hate each other and they just, they have one view and they think any other view is not right. You know, to an extent, that's fair. You know, something like the abortion thing, that there shouldn't be two opinions on that. But just like, I don't know, things that can have different opinions. People will just echo chamber the one that they see the most. That's boobies.
Yeah.
So I definitely get what you're saying. I agree with that one.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Wow, what
it's funny to me how many people fucking hate these, like, people on Twitter that, like, you know, do like you're saying, like, just, like, if you don't think like them, then fuck you and your whole family, and I hope you die and you're a piece of shit.
Yep, never so talk to me again. Block me, yeah, unfollow.
Yeah, it's so funny how everyone that I've ever spoke to hates that kind of shit, but it's still, like, an issue. It's like, who the fuck are these people? Like, where do they come
Retards.
From?
Retards.
Well, a lot of them just like look up something controversial and like they'll find a hashtag or something or a keyword and they will literally just spend their whole day arguing.
But that's the thing, is like, why is that even like something that people even take into like account? Like, why are people just like, fuck this stupid piece of shit. I'm not reading this.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know.
People, that is the single greatest waste of your time is a Twitter argument. Like, I cannot think of a better way to waste time.
Why does it have the pull that it does on some things? Like, not like some shit I can understand, but like if somebody fucking said a bad word like 10 years ago, it's like, do they really need to lose their whole fucking career?
No.
Because I guarantee you that they're not the same person they were
10 years ago. Absolutely
not.
That shit's
yeah,
fucking
no
up.
Way. Yeah, digging up something somebody that. Did years ago when they've obviously have changed and canceling them for something like that is so brain dead.
You guys remember when fucking Brother Nature, do you guys remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
The guy that used to like hang out with deer and shit. Uh-huh. And like, literally, like, I think it was 2012, he tweeted the little like fucking Nazi windmill that everybody like from 4chan and shit did. You know what I'm talking about? Like all of YouTube,
no
all of YouTube live streams. It's just like
a
little
windmill.
Yeah, it's just like a little windmill, the swastika. He tweeted that in like 2012, and people found it. We're just fucking livid. He was 14.
He was just a dumb kid.
I don't remember.
Imagine something coming up from when you were 14 years old. And people are calling for your fucking neck to be slit.
Dude, if everybody had a recording of every kid that played Xbox when they were 14, everybody would be canceled.
We should all be homeless. No one should have a job or a house or anything.
Dude, and that's my point, is because these people act all high and mighty.
Yeah.
Why are their opinions even somewhat valid?
Because they've never sinned, Soup. They're sinless. They're perfect.
Exactly. That's what blows my fucking mind. And even if somebody did do something wrong, like recently, you know, that's not like a fucking like felony.
Yeah.
Like, why did they need to lose everything? Like, why can there not be like a, you know, like a reconstruction period? Somebody sits them down and is like, hey, listen, this is why this was wrong. And, you know, you shouldn't have done this. And it's probably best if you apologize or do something where it's not like, fuck you. I hope you're homeless, live on the street, and you fucking die next week.
Yeah. Because
that builds up more resentment. And then that resentment gets pushed on to more generations. Because somebody like that is treated that kind of way, it's not going to change their viewpoint. If anything, it's going to make them more fucking mad.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like a one strike and you're out kind of system now. You don't get to learn from your mistake. You're just fucked.
Yeah, that's the thing is I've always thought like, I mean, this is just kind of a way I think, you know, in overall life is like the way you finish, not the way you start is what's important. So like someone, you know, doing something that's you know, blatantly not okay. If they show obvious growth and like they actually care about what they did and not just like sweep it under the rug and try to act like they're, you know, untouchable because they have a following or like whatever it is. If they like acknowledge what happened and go through a level of personal growth, I think that's great. I think holding people accountable is actually a very good thing. But the whole one shot, no chance to learn from your mistake or be educated on something that you otherwise may have had a bad opinion about or something like that. Like,
yeah,
whatever it is that like, why that should be the whole point of like canceling.
Unless you're a pedophile.
Yes. Okay. Well, yeah. That's what he said, a felony.
Unless it's like an actual fucking like
literal felony. Yeah. No shot. Somebody like that just needs to be fucking killed. I don't care.
Yeah. It's almost like everything is the death penalty now. It's like there's no like jail time. You know what I mean? It's just like straight to the guillotine.
You know, the thing too is there's a lot of like situations where, like if you're a content creator you have a platform. It's like if you do something that's like kind of whatever, it's still kind of fucked up, but it's kind of whatever. Then it's like, oh yeah, you shouldn't have a platform wherever you should lose your entire fucking job and everybody should hate you. But if just that happened to somebody that was just a fucking cashier at Target, like nothing's gonna happen to them.
Well, to be fair,
nobody's gonna flip out over a fucking cashier at Target. Is what I'm saying.
If you do have a platform, you should have a higher level of responsibility. That's with anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is the situation like Brother Nature. You know, if you're continually like still being racist, then yeah, you shouldn't have a platform.
Yeah, but, no shit.
You know, that's something that happened 14 years ago.
The thing is, too, though, is because we are in the positions that we are, you know, we kind of can see it a little bit more, I think, than, you know, like a viewer or someone that's a fan, because a lot of people, and I know like probably I would say 70% of fans aren't this way, but
yeah, it's the loud minority.
They don't view, you know, like people that they watch or people on TV, like people don't see those people as human either.
Yeah.
You know, they look up to them as some high, like holier than thou kind of standard. And that's not really, I mean, they're just a human like anyone
literally
else.
Dumbasses just doing dumbass shit.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good take. Good take. I feel like a lot of people just
good soup.
Good soup.
Good soup. Well done, soup.
Good soup.
I hate that meme.
Do you hate it because it's soup?
I get tagged in it all the time.
You.
Good soup.
You are the good soup.
It's so good. Like every single TikTok I've seen of that is just good.
Yeah. I love the one good where it's soup. Like when your homie's ass sweat on the seat and you eat it. Good soup.
Good soup.
What a fucking transition.
Man, we really, it's binary. It's just on or off. Yeah. Either brains or not.
You're either giggling about stuff or just drilling into politics.
I want to drill into your ass.
Oh.
All right. Podcast ending time.
Can we end it on that?
I don't want to end. I'm having such a good time talking to you guys.
All right, just keep talking then. What else do you want to talk about?
You want to keep talking about?
All right, I'm going to get sushi. Fuck off.
Soup.
Good soup.
Good soup.
When I hear someone say soup in public, all the hairs on my back stand up like I'm a
soup.
Fucking, yeah, I just like.
What if you're like at a diner and they're just like, oh, soup?
Dude, it's like my spidey sense.
Or what if they're like
someone says that? I like freeze.
Soup or salad?
Yeah, panic. I freeze. Yeah.
What if they say sniping underscore?
What the fuck you say? Huh?
Shouldn't bring a gun.
To dinner?
Denny's. Well, dinner too. You just probably shouldn't walk around with a gun. Good idea. Actually, I don't know. Maybe where you live, that is a good idea. I don't know what goes
It's legal. On. It's legal if you got a license.
Yeah.
Well, you do
you
then.
Too. You can have a license to open carry.
Don't you guys have to have that fucking like... like shark fin on the pistol grip of your ARs there?
A shark fin?
Like in California.
Oh, I don't know about California.
I have no idea.
Every state has a different yeah. like gun law, so it's literally different.
I feel like from what I'm pretty ignorant on this topic, but I feel like from what I've seen about California's gun laws, it is some of the dumbest fucking shit I've ever seen. Like,
well, it's just America in general, really. I mean, like,
so inconsistent.
Like, it's very inconsistent. Like, what's weird is like, if you have like a concealed carry license, it's like, let's say I get it in South Carolina, and I'm just using this as an example. I don't know how accurate this is, but like, if I have it in South Carolina, obviously I can carry my gun, but I can't carry it in Georgia, but I could do it in Florida. It's like, it's like, well, how do I get from one to the other with the gun? It's like,
yeah, wait, what do you do?
It's like this weird kind of thing where like if you like I can't carry it on me, but I could put it like in my truck in like the center console or something. There's like all these weird kind of things about like gun laws are weird and they change all the time. So people that are really into it that listen to us or watch or whatever could probably give a little more insight, but it changes all the time. So
have you done anything to your truck since you bought it? You like
no
upgraded tires or anything?
Nope.
Good soup.
Good soup. I don't really want to touch my truck. I don't know. Do you not feel that way about your?
Oh no, I've already touched it a bunch. I'm actually gonna get it wrapped soon.
Ooh, what are you getting it wrapped in?
That
I want to do mind. Like a really deep matte blue.
Thanks.
Oh my dude. God, did you hear that?
You gotta. Somebody just, like a fucking just zoomed by right now.
Well, yeah, I want to get like a dark, dark matte blue and then like subtle red accents here and there.
You want Spider-Man spec.
Maybe some white in there. Red, white, and blue,
no,
baby.
Spider-Man would be the opposite. A lot of red and subtle blue.
Okay. So, all right,
see, that's the thing, though, is I wanted the truck. I wanted a white Raptor since I was like a little boy. So
really?
whenever I got it, I was like, this is the truck that I want. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? It was kind of like the end game of what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when I wanted a Raptor too, cause when you bought it, I didn't even know they existed. I never really paid attention to them on the road. And then I was like, yeah, he's pretty fucking cool. And then like my cousin's friend talked about the TRX and I was like, fuck, I'm gonna have to go with that. Even though it's like 100 grand more expensive than a, oh no, wait. No, 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 it's not 100 grand more expensive.
Damn, fucking close. It's like, I think it's 10, 15. You, well, that's sticker. Cause your dumbass has bought that shit over sticker.
Yeah. Yeah. MSRP. They're like 90.
Yeah, you probably should have just ordered one from factory.
Yeah, like I didn't get the truck, like, I don't know, I didn't get it because of the price or whatever. I just got it because I was like, this is what I want, and I think it's really cool, and I've always wanted one.
Yeah,
did you get it that year, like brand new that year?
It was like a couple years old. It's a 2019.
Oh, okay. Because I know the Raptors, like, up to a certain point, they look really good. I don't really like the older ones.
Like, I like pretty much all of them. They're all interesting.
Old ones, they have that flat, smooth front. I don't really like that, but the new ones are like more like boxy-ish and like squarish in the front. And I think they look better.
The only thing I 2019.
Yeah, so you have the twin turbo, the 3.6 liter, right? The V6.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be making a V8, like 700, yeah, 600 something horsepower.
2022 is going to have the V8. I'm probably going to get that one when it comes out.
Yeah.
But I miss having a V8. I'm getting rid of my V8 Mercedes soon. I'm gonna be very sad. I don't need four cars.
I wanted you to get that Bronco. That would have been sick.
Yeah, dude. I'm not waiting two fucking years. Like, it's just insane. Yeah, like I was gonna put a deposit down on the Bronco. I just thought it'd be a fun car to have. But they're like literally gonna be close to 2 years. And if I want to buy one off the lot right now, they're selling for like 80 grand over sticker. And there's just no shot nuts. Of paying six 80? Figures for
that's absurd.
A relatively inexpensive overall car. So I was like, fuck that. So I just gave up on that and I got a different daily. I just ordered a Mercedes CLA 250.
I like those, but I wouldn't want as a daily because they're like, I already have a truck that gets about 11 miles to the gallon. And the Broncos
really?
Have terrible miles per gallon.
That's fucking awful.
The Broncos not that bad. The there's the four cylinder. No, there's the two six cylinders in it, right? Yeah, then there's the three cylinder in this. Yeah,
I think it's like I think it's like 13.
No, no city, shot. Maybe 13. Highway. Dude, my fucking C63 got higher than 13. No shot. The
Broncos
my
Raptor gets 16.
Yeah, there's no shot. The Broncos that bad.
16, 17 miles per gallon.
If you take my TRX and you launch it everywhere and punch it, it gets like 6 miles to the gallon.
Oh yeah, terrible. Same with almost any big engine. Because yeah, my Mercedes was 6.3 liter.
I mean, if you're fucking gunning it, you're
gonna
get shitty gas.
Yeah, mileage. You're gonna be fucking awful down bad.
Most of the time, I go get gas too. I cannot fill it up. It will not like. Because most
time it hits the limit.
Yeah, it hits the limit like $100, and then you just like, and you have like 3/4 of a tank. It's like, oh my god.
Yeah, that sucks. Like around where I live, a bunch of the gas pumps are. It's like a $75.
Wait, limit. Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never hit that.
I've
never seen that. I can just go to like. I could go for 5 days there if I wanted to.
Well, the thing is, when you have a truck, you have a massive gas tank.
You literally have a fucking oil farm in your backyard. You long bearded fucker.
Bro, I got pube beard. What do you mean long bearded fucker?
Do you know how big like your gas tank is on any of your cars, Matt? How many gallons it holds?
I think my C63 is the biggest because that's a naturally aspirated 6.3 liters. So that's a big ass engine, so it guzzles. I'm not 100% sure though. It usually takes like $120 to fill up fully.
Oh.
So it's definitely not a small tank.
Yeah, it's sizable.
Yeah, it's a pretty big
boy. I looked
it
up and it says it's 36 gallons, but I think mine's bigger than that.
No, 36 gallons sounds about normal.
I wish you could upgrade a gas tank. Can you do that? Is that possible?
You can with certain cars. My Porsche was an option. They have I want to say it's 90 liters. I'm not sure what that is in.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
gallons. That is
45 2 liters of Sprite.
23 gallons is the point.
Very good, Nasty.
That's like normal. Thank you, dude. I wish that, you know what was cool is a lot of older trucks, I don't know if they have them on new trucks. They might on like dualies, but a lot of older trucks would have 2 gas tanks.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Dualies all got them hoes, bro.
Yeah, my dad's 36 gallons.
My dad's old 1993 fucking Ford F-150, that shit had 2 gas tanks and it was cool. You just like, you're low on gas, you just push a button and fucking switch to the other gas tank.
Yeah. That's how boats are.
Yeah, boats. Yeah,
boats.
Some boats, I think.
They got, well, that's because they got multiple fucking engines too. A lot of them.
Yeah.
Boats are tight.
I want to get a boat.
Yeah, I want to get me a pontoon.
Me too.
You know what? I don't ever want to be the guy with a boat. I just want to be the guy that has a best friend that has a boat.
Yeah, goons boat trip.
Yeah, some boat.
I'm
like,
get
if
me
you
a pontoon soon.
If you get a nice boat, they're not cheap.
Smitty, if you're listening, buy a boat. No. I don't want to pay Smitty. For it. I don't want to take care of it.
I couldn't imagine Smitty sitting here listening to this and being 1 hour and 10 minutes into it.
No, but somebody will tag him. Somebody will tag him on Twitter or some bullshit. Yeah.
If you're listening to this right now, tag Twitter. Tag Twitter.
Ass.
Tag Smitty. Tell him to buy a boat.
Smitty's boat. I'll drive y'all around.
All right.
Okay.
I do have a boating license. Fun fact. I got it when I was 15. Never used it once. I have no idea how to drive a boat, but I have a boating license.
You're flexing on SpongeBob right now.
You don't need a boating license here, do you? I think you just need a driver's license.
Really?
No, you don't need it. I don't know about the ocean, but like freshwater.
Oh, yeah.
You just your driver's license.
You might. Oh. It might be up to a certain kind of boat. You know, if you're driving a fucking lobster, like lobster. If you're driving a lobster.
You might need a license to drive a lobster.
That's way too complicated.
Like a boat that catches like fucking fish and shit. You know,
like
a
tugboat.
Yeah, you probably need like
some sort of commercial
a lobster.
Just a driver's license to drive a fucking yacht.
Well, you might need one. Yeah. Well, there's different kinds of yachts, right? There's smaller yachts.
Yeah.
What about like an aircraft carrier?
I don't think you need a license. I think you're good to go.
Okay.
I think you need to be in the military.
What if you were just like, what if Jeff Bezos just wanted to drive a fucking aircraft carrier? I mean, he has
Smitty
the money
buy
to buy
an
one.
That would be amazing.
We could just be the Navy for a weekend.
Let's just put all YouTubers on it. I'm sure we could all fit.
I want to be in the Navy for a weekend.
I feel like
that'd be,
we as YouTubers
kinda cool
could
to be able
all
to
just combine our wealth and be the Navy. Excuse me?
It'd be kind of cool to experience like what it's like to be in the Army or like a Navy, but just for like a couple days.
Just
not
buy a
in
Camaro
combat.
And shoot brown people.
You
you're
can
good.
Do that. You can do
like,
that.
Not an experience
to.
Where you're going to go in the fucking or like artillery.
No, you can
and,
do that. You can go to basic and I don't know if you, I see some people, they do like the basic training, but they're not obviously going to join the military. I think so you might like have to fucking record.
Sounds like a David Dobrik vlog.
I've seen vlogs like that where they do basic training with the fucking military. And they make you fucking climb and crawl through mud under barbed wire and fucking skip rope and hopscotch.
Dude.
And punch brown people.
There's
like Marrow, have your wife cheat on you.
There's those people that operate the drone strikes.
For one weekend.
There's those people that operate like the drone strikes and shit, and they just sit over here on a computer and just casually murder people.
Eat Taco Bell and then just go home. Blow up kids and then go home.
That's gotta. Like it's pretty wild. It's gotta fuck with your head, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's such a disconnect in that. I don't know.
I forget what the channel is. Oh, it's a really good channel, actually. I completely forget the name of it.
We can ask the official.
No, that channel fucking sucks. It's gone downhill.
That's pretty bad.
But this guy would just have like military people on, like especially people who, like struggle with like you know like PTSD and stuff like that, and he'd have them on and just like let them just talk. Like he would just ask them a question and just let them go off on like 30-minute tangents. I listened to one who was a drone pilot, and they definitely had pretty bad mental issues from it. But the worst one that I heard was like the people who operate like gunships, like AC-130s and stuff. Dude, it sounds like fucking hell to be in one of those. Like, literally, they all get fucking some sort of cancer or some sort of issue from like breathing in so much like lead fumes and shit. Like, it is actually one of the worst jobs possible, and it's fucking.
There was
insane.
A problem with something like that.
I don't know, dude. Subway sucked. I did not like working there.
There was a problem in the Middle East on some. I don't know if it was multiple army bases, but they had like these trash piles, and these like the trash piles would get so bad. You know, they would burn. The
oh
trash
yeah, that
or whatever,
was.
And they would breathe in the fumes.
Oh, yeah,
that would have really negative health
effects. Oh my god, where was it? That was the desert something. Oh my god, I can't think of the fucking name. Like literally one of the most famous fucking things ever.
Storm?
Desert Storm?
Yeah, that was from like that era that happened. The, like trash heaps.
Yeah. I respect our military definitely.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, the people
you ever
that...
talk to like any veterans, dude, they got some crazy fucking stories. Mm-hmm. I talked to a Vietnam veteran one time and he was just like, it was fucking horrifying.
I respect
him. I wouldn't wish that on like my worst enemy.
I respect the ones that actually go to fight for the right reason.
But the problem is there hasn't been a right reason since World War II. But you know that's like it's just misguided. Well, I respect the fuck out of the people that do it. It's just
I've literally heard people say that they want to go to the army just to kill brown people. Like that's the kind of bad. Yeah, and they're you know if I'm hearing it here, I'm sure that there's quite a bit of people who just. Are just want to kill brown people, and then that's the legal way to do it. So that's what they end up doing.
I feel like that's probably a small percentage, though.
No, for sure.
Yeah,
like, I don't think people are willing to like go through all the training.
Most of it
just
is
they're racist.
Yeah, most of it is just people wanting like, relatively speaking, easy. Paycheck.
Well, a lot of people do it to better their future,
too. Yeah.
Like you know, you're 22 and you have nothing going on. You can't get a job. And then you're just like, you know, I'm just going to join the army. It's going to help out my future.
Pretty fucked that that's the thing, though. That seems quite predatory, but, you know, whatever. We'll graze over that.
It happens. That probably happens a lot. Probably way more than you'd like to think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Weird place. All right. I'm going to get sushi, though, so I got to go.
Okay. What kind of sushi are you going to get?
Probably some spicy crab. There's these Boston rolls I'm obsessed with.
That's not very funny.
He said spicy crab.
Yeah, probably just something like that. Maybe a little shrimp rolls.
Do you like, are you more of a cooked sushi kind of guy?
I just don't like fish very much. So I eat like crab,
like raw.
Crab, lobster, shrimp,
monkey back,
stuff
like that. I like fish if it's in the middle. If it, like raw fish is in the middle, but
Middle
if it's
East.
Like a... If it's like a sashimi, like just big blob on the top, I don't really like that much. It's like I'm eating like a wet tongue or something.
Yeah,
eat a turd.
It's not only really the flavor, it's more just the texture than anything.
Yeah, same. All right, Soup, do the outro.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to this very wacky and quirky episode of the Goons Podcast. Be sure to go download on Spotify and help us out.
Do it.
Take over the Spotify charts. We are on a mission. You guys have been killing it. Be sure to like if you're on YouTube, comment, and subscribe. And thanks for hanging out with us.
That was super wholesome.
That was weirdly wholesome.
Yeah.
Go shit your brains out, bitch. Fuck y'all.
Oh my God.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.